Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report. I am Lachlan Hodson and joining me is...
John Domenico.
Wayo, John, how's your weekend?
Yeah, my weekend was good though, so
Did you watch the soccer in the morning on Sunday?
Yeah, I watched a bit of it.
Oh yeah?
And then it was weird because I was watching it to see how long it would go. And then, because everyone online was like, oh, they're going to win it. They're going to win it for sure. And I was like, I didn't think that was a reality. And then I turned it on and I was like... Oh, no, it's not.
I got to say, I cannot believe that Australia, a team that's only rated just 3 stars on the FIFA games, lost to someone called Argentina, one of the best teams with one of the best players in the world. I thought that we really had a chance, but apparently we didn't. Who'd have thunk?
Our issue was we didn't bring out Scott Morrison. We've seen him on a soccer field. If he was up against Messi, he would have dropped a shoulder or two. He would have copped a yellow card, which is the same punishment as showing respect for LGBTQ plus people. Messi would be out and we would have won the game.
I honestly thought that once we scored that one individual goal against a completely different team, that we had the whole World Cup in the bag. But look, you know, the game's over. The result's a result. Team played well. Good on your Socceroos. But now that it's over, I can get back to boycotting watching the rest of the World Cup. I got to say though, John, it's protesting a whole World Cup is pretty exhausting. Dare I say, it's actually a bit inconvenient. So I kind of gave up on protesting the Qatar FIFA Cup for just one match. I'm back at it now.
It's a PR stunt by a country that doesn't care about human rights, teaming up with a international company that claims to have no money that is also abusive of human rights.
Look, like, these are all good points, and I agree with you on all of them, but... It's just inconvenient to hear. And I don't think that inconvenience should really affect me. Like my roommate walked in front of the TV for 30 seconds and said, Lachlan, I don't think you should be watching this. And I'm all for protesting. You know, I think that if you're going to protest, you should be allowed to do that. What you shouldn't be allowed to do is slightly inconvenience people. And I think that if you inconvenience people, even marginally, even just inconvenience them for a fraction of their day, should get fined. You should get jailed, prison, execute them, guillotine, bring out the guillotine.
So talking about the World Cup, where does like the inconvenience cause to all the families who...
They stood in front of the TV. Died. They stood in front of the TV for me for 30 seconds. And if you get in front of my way of life...
Oh, okay,
I think that you need to sort of have justice. Do you agree with me?
Not really.
Ah, well, I'm going to go for a second opinion. Hey, Dom Perrottet, what do you think?
No, it's not excessive. And if protesters want to put our way of life at risk, they should have the book thrown at them. And that's pleasing to see. We want people to be able to protest, but you should do it in a way that doesn't inconvenience people around you.
Does Dom Perrottet know what a protest is? Sorry, I had not listened to the full clip before. You can't protest without it having an effect on the other people. That is just standing somewhere and making noise. That is not a protest. The whole point of protest is to get in someone's way.
Yeah, exactly. John, for our listeners who don't know what Dom Perrottet is talking about, could you fill us in on the story there?
So a climate activist who blocked one lane of travel on a multi-lane road for, I think, less than half an hour while the New South Wales government was approving giving a shit ton of money to fossil fuel executives for no reason. They have been jailed for, I think, 15 months?
15 months. 15 months because they inconvenienced people who are trying to drive in Sydney, which I'll tell you is already pretty inconvenient.
Did they even notice? Did the drivers in Sydney even notice?
No, they probably just thought that, I don't know, the trains had stopped going again, which is nothing that has ever happened before as a result of actions from the Perrottet government. No. So what we've had here is a jail for 15 months, but that's not that excessive. It's not like anyone is telling us that we shouldn't be jailing people for something like this.
I mean, the UN did.
The UN did?
Yeah, I can't remember his name right now, but a representative for the UN tweeted out that it was extremely concerning and that the New South Wales government should change the decision.
Isn't it true that the United Nations is just more of a recommendation body?
They
can't enforce anything.
I mean, yeah, their strongly worded letters are very inconvenient to the world leaders who clearly don't even open them.
If they're going to be inconvenient, we should protest the UN. Ah, send them to jail for 15 months.
Yeah, that's not concerning.
But what I am hearing, though, is that there's an Australian constitutional right to jail anyone who does slightly inconvenience you. And I want that. I want that distilled. I want that passed as a law immediately because I'd really like to send some of my own people to jail for inconveniencing. I think that for grievous damages and grievous inconveniences, I'd really like McDonald's, all of the head workers at McDonald's,
yep,
to be jailed for at least 15 months. Mm-hmm. John, can I ask you a simple question? How much does a $1 frozen Coke cost?
$1.20, I think.
Worse. It's $2 now.
Oh, Jesus.
$2 for a $1 large frozen Coke. Because lots of things were getting hiked up by about 10%. Isn't that correct?
Yeah. It was hiked up by whatever the companies wanted, right? Like, it was 10% at most places that were basing it on the actual need.
Yes.
Obviously, oil companies and coal companies,
yes,
all had to double their prices for a 10% rise, yeah, and cause the whole fucking economy to collapse. But I mean, obviously, that just means that frozen Coke is made of the same scarce material that oil and coal is.
It is. And as an ex-Macca's worker who could tell you all about the inconveniences of not getting paid penalty rates, not getting paid Sunday rates, not getting any of the things that you're supposed to get as a worker and as a miner, the biggest inconvenience that Macca's have ever done is charged $2 for a frozen Coke that has historically cost $1. Do you know how much profit they make off the old frozen Cokes?
I'm assuming it would be like 50 cents or something.
95 cents.
Oh, wow.
95 cents because most of the cost was for the cup.
Yeah, I knew the cost would be the cup.
Like, it's absolutely cooked that it costs $2 now.
I don't think they cook the frozen Cokes.
What about you? Is there anyone that you'd like to have jailed for grievous inconveniences?
See, now this idea that I can get benefits from this has me more on side with Don Perrottet, because I have a long list.
Hit me with your grievances, John.
I mean, you for making me do this podcast episode.
Yep. Guilty as charged.
Let's see. The other day I went to see one of my friends on TV.
Well, I'm hearing a little humble brag there and I'll let it go.
Okay, yeah. Humble brag. It was friend of the show, Grace Tame.
Friend of the show, Grace Tame.
Friend of the show, Grace Tame.
I've got to start saying friend of the show again. Friend of the show, Grace Tame, who was on Friend of What Show?
Q&A is, I don't think that's our friend.
You're a friend of Q&A?
I'm not a friend of Q&A. I haven't been on Q&A. Do you know what this term means?
I just say friend of the show whenever Charles name drops someone to sort of neg him into going, oh, actually, I look a bit like a cockwomble right now.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't saying anything. You jumped.
No,
yeah.
I did. Okay. I'll take double grievances for inconveniencing you in two
ways.
Okay,
so I was hanging out with the legendary Grace Tame.
Just own it. You're friends with Grace Tame. That's not a thing. Have we broadcast that on the show before?
No, we haven't.
No, just own it. It's
what we
sick.
Have done is we've had Grace on the podcast twice. I am in both those episodes, but not in the segment that she is in.
So, John, you're hanging out with your best mate, Grace Tame.
Yeah, but so before I
Hi, got, Grace.
She's not listening. If you're listening to this, Grace, why? Grace invited me to watch Q&A. And all the stuff that ABC sent me for the tickets or whatever, I just followed it to a T.
Yeah.
And then I lined up and it was a really long line. I spent about 20 minutes in this line. At the very end of it, after multiple points of like giving my name and stuff, they were like, oh, why didn't you just use the term to skip the line? Nothing in anything they sent me even mentioned that remotely.
What?
I think I got inconvenienced more than any of the drivers in Sydney because I was waiting for 20 minutes in that line.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News you can't trust.
That's an inconvenience that we can deal with, is the ABC in general.
Yeah.
Anyone who sent me an annoying tweet before.
Oh, yeah.
Get them gone.
Get them gone. Annexed.
My family who want to see me at Christmas.
You've got an even greater inconvenience, though, because you actually have to fly somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's even worse. I had to travel a very short distance to Canberra. And that's like, that is like, what, 10 times how long people in their cars. I want all of my family on Manus Island at this point. Just get rid of them. Oh, I can just keep going.
I've got another one, which is I think that the makers of Be Real should be jailed for two reasons. One is because it never goes off like at a good time for me. Yeah. Like I'm always at work when it goes off. So that's not convenient for like showing that I have a social life. But more inconvenient crime is the fact that every time I do a Be Real, I then have to explain to anyone over 30 around me what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is the main issue with Be Real is like it makes just enough sense that people over 35 are like, oh, what's that?
Ooh, oh, but, this is quirky. I'm going to get into this.
But yeah, not enough that they actually get into it. So it means you're just stuck explaining it to everyone.
Do you have Dom and Charles on Be Real?
Of course not.
It's just kid photos. It's like, thank you, Be Real, for taking me into a new social media experience that isn't Facebook, where I don't have to look at photos of people and their kids. Guess what I have to deal with? Photos of people and their kids. And it's our bosses.
I mean, we should arrest Elon Musk for not destroying Twitter yet.
Not yet. I've got a countdown on my watch that I'm looking forward to, and he just hasn't done it yet.
Also, he hasn't brought back Twitter Blue just because Twitter Blue was destroying, like they're losing more money than they're gaining with it.
Is Twitter Blue not back?
You can't buy new accounts yet. They still haven't, they keep pushing back the date it comes back because everyone's against it.
Yeah.
It's just annoying because I missed out by like an hour on my other account a blue check mark.
Yeah.
And because I have a King Charles account just ready to go and I want to, you know, cause a few wars, but I can't because Elon Musk is so shit at his job.
These are fantastic. I think that the biggest one, though, if we're going to talk inconveniences, particularly socially, there's one group of people we got to send to jail immediately, and that's Kanye West fans.
Yeah, I'm fine with locking up Nazis. Like, I mean, Nazis are the biggest inconvenience of all time.
Yeah, if you aren't across this story already, Kanye West recently went on Alex Jones's podcast, InfoWars. That's his podcast,
yeah,
right?
He's been doing well selling his supplements ever since he had to pay out to all the victims that he abused. But yeah, he's still existing, apparently.
He's still existing, and he's getting on high-profile guests like Kanye West to appear on his show. And then Kanye very, very subtly said this.
I don't think Hitler was a good guy. I get the Hugo Boss uniforms, amazing. But, I mean, just because you're in love with the design, you're a designer, can we just kind of say, like, you like the uniforms, but that's about
it. There's a lot of things that I love about Hitler. A lot of things.
You can actually hear Alex Jones going, no, you don't actually like the guy. Like, you just like his uniforms.
It's the first time someone has gone further than Alex Jones.
If you're on Alex Jones's show and Alex Jones is trying to get you to hold back, you know that you have cooked.
Alex Jones claims that there are no school shootings in America. Yeah. Alex Jones claimed that they're putting chemicals in the water to turn frogs gay.
Alex Jones claims that Hillary and Obama both smell like sulfur and are the devil.
Yeah, Alex Jones is the man that News Corp is like, okay, that's where we won't quite hit, but we'll get as close as possible.
Mm.
And then Kanye went along and just said the quiet part very loud.
And you've got to have like an empathy because he's clearly going through some sort of mental breakdown. But there's empathy, I mean, and there's excusing. Like, and we are not excusing.
So the thing, I actually hate that people are like, oh, remember he's bipolar. Mm. And he at one point during that interview, he said he is like someone on the spectrum.
Oh, really? I didn't see this part.
Neither of those things makes you a Nazi. Nazis killed both groups of people. Anyone who is like, oh, what about like his things? It's like, yeah. We can empathize with that, but there's no, don't what about the, like, we can draw the line at Hitler.
Well, I think that if Dom Perrottet is listening and he's really feeling like throwing the book at people, we've provided him with an extensive list of who he needs to jail. And look, if jail's not enough, I'm all right with sending some of these people to jail.
I've got more people.
You've got more people. But
on the weekend, I was scrolling through TikTok and there was an ad from New South Wales Police that was basically, do you want to shoot people? Become a cop. Look at them shooting guns. That could be you. That inconvenienced me. Put him in jail.
How are you going to put the cops in jail?
All right. Well, we know that the cops don't do a good job at arresting themselves when they do the wrongdoing anyway. So fuck it. We just get a different group to police the police.
See, the problem is when the police throw the book at people, they know how to not let it
bruise. Again, you're inconveniencing me by saying this. Another inconvenience would be anyone who shows up late to something. Also, anyone who complains if I show up late to something, they can get the fucked as well.
They
or them in jail.
Out. Inconvenience, the designers of IKEA's entire building. I don't appreciate getting lost and then getting hungry and then having a meal and then getting lost and then having to pay $500.
And then feeling dumb when you realize that there's things painted on the ground so you don't get lost.
And then having to build my own furniture.
Anyone who hasn't left a podcast review giving us 5 stars, they've inconvenienced me. Yeah. Dom and Charles, who didn't show up to work.
I agree, but we should at least end the podcast because we're probably inconveniencing people.
You're inconvenienced
well.
By saying that. I want to keep going.
No.
Gabby and Mark Humphreys and James Schleffer for taking Charles away and leaving me to do all the marketing shit.
You've been listening to the Chaser Report.
We're still going.
The Acast Creator Network.
Alexa for going to America to get in a fight. And
our
I
viewers
thing,
from Rode
friend of the show,
microphones.
I did a thing for concussing
Bye.
Him.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.